Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Patreon.com/countthedings. That's a website you go to get all the extra access. The OG pod. We got the rewatchingtons that we do on Cinephobe, where we go through old movies, me, Zach, and Maze, and you get to be interactive and you know, chime in with us as we're watching the movie. We have ad-free versions of Cinephobe. I know a lot of people have been arguing, complaining about the number of ads. Guess what? Ad-free version, all on the Patreon. And of course, you get this entire episode all at once, all on a Monday, as opposed to waiting for piece by piece throughout the week. Patreon.com/countthedings. Sign up, be a member, etc. All right, let's get to the show.
Yo, so this week, obviously, it was a busy week for all of us, but we could not help but see the submersive submarine be documented for the entire week, right? And you had all, first of all, from a human standpoint, I get it. Motherfuckers dying and just watching motherfuckers' last breath or waiting for motherfuckers to just run out of breath literally with some crazy shit. But in our defense, 250K to go down in the Arizona can.
Dog, do you know what the shit that got me was? When they told me that bitch ain't had no windows. I was like, what?
Bruh, that's yeah, what got it, me.
One, you, and you got to rotate the area. It's one, and it's like the size of a fucking monitor, if that.
No, it's them niggas is looking outside from a camera that's outside the thing on a screen. Right. And so I said, well, first of all, you stupid if you went in that shit to watch it on a screen down there. You could have watched that shit anyway. But I mean, that don't mean the dead ain't stupid.
I'm your teammate. Yeah.
All right. Number two, though, the owner of the shit, I would have scammed the fuck out of so many rich people because I would have gone down like 100 feet. That niggas don't know how long we've been going down. Right. Oh, shit. There goes the Titanic. It just showed on the screen. Like, oh, yo, take this out. Oh, all right, guys, let's go back up. Mm-hmm. And they'll walk away. They'll feel happy. They'll be like, yo, we went down and we saw the Titanic. So, like, to me, just none of it made sense. But then they came out with the PlayStation controller, and, you know, that's when the internet came alive, bro.
Salute the logic.
Because the shit I said, you know, the nigga said when the captain realized it's too late, he hands everybody the Duck Hunt fucking gun, man, from the Super Nintendo. Oh, man, that shit, I lost it, man.
Oh, my God, bro.
That shit is sick, man.
I mean, inexcusable.
I was talking about it yesterday because honestly, I really had stopped tracking it for a second because I knew that Odeh was supposed to have air until like 6 a.m. Thursday or something like that.
Oh, but they didn't. It turned out to find out that
motherfucker combust. Like, combusted, bro.
Bro, I didn't find that out. I knew that shit when that shit happened, bro. When they said them niggas was down there and they were like, oh, niggas got 86 hours of air. I'm like, them niggas is dead than the motherfucker. I'm sorry. If y'all don't know that, like, y'all gonna find out. And niggas was like, you start texting everybody and everybody, oh, they got this amount of air. And I'm like, side eye, like, air? Like,
air?
Like, what? Jordan Sparks, niggas, no air.
Oh, my God. Hey. What was the craziest meme y'all seen? I seen the Sonic. I don't see.
Hold on. Wait. Before we get there, just the only sad part about it, you feel me, is the little 19-year-old that was just on there with his daddy. You know, okay, good so and well, he didn't want to go.
He ain't want to go.
Exactly.
You know, he put the Father's Day card on a nigga.
Right.
Like, that's janky. Like, Father's Day is a weak-ass holiday anyway, and now you're trying to press.
Hold on, my nigga.
That I don't co-sign that at all.
Damn, my nigga, like, hold on.
I'm just saying, Father's Day really gets celebrated like that?
Juju didn't say that.
I didn't say that. Exactly. Tell your homegirl I didn't say that. Look,
Hold up. He said the young lady with the little fro.
And see, look, and she fucked with a mean. That's her homegirl.
You're not on her shit list.
She don't fuck with me, my hair. Look, yes, tell your homegirl, look.
I should be out of the top spot.
Salute to your homegirl, but I don't know. This is like a goes to review. Is your homegirl a hater for then you know that shit? Or are you the person that comes to contact Black Jesus Freeman bringing that shit to the podcast in the first place?
I think it's a little bit of both. Honestly, I think it's a little bit of both, but it was great content because like it's kind of an insider joke now at this point.
It ain't great content for me. I'm out here getting up my life on the line on these podcasts every time we click on these cameras, man. I gotta feed my kids and shit. You feel me? I'm going against women, Afro America. Like, come on, man, please.
Afro America is sick.
You pull that, you're gonna point it out. Jesus on the main line, I guess.
Hey, but what about when James Cameron came through, like big boss dog on niggas, like
stunned on them boys. Like bitch ass niggas, I'd have been down here twice, nigga. Yeah, and I knew nigga.
That nigga said I've been down here 30. I was over here more than the fucking captain of the ship, nigga. That's the shit.
Hey,
that's he gave niggas a bar. Out.
He supposed to get beat up behind that shit, bro.
Like, he sounded like Trey talking about going out in Milwaukee and shit. Like, nigga, I've been going out in Milwaukee.
But that was the only thing that I felt like through the whole story. Like, if I had $1 billion, nigga, the only reason they went down there is because of James Cameron. They seen the movie, you feel me, saw the shit look fly, like, ooh, I want to do this fly shit. You go down there with the Titanic. Boss up.
Is the Titanic in the movie or something?
Right.
The first shot of the movie is low-key whatever these niggas saw right before they died.
I didn't see Avatar. The new John.
No, I'm talking about Titanic.
Titanic, nigga.
Fucking airhead, man.
How are you?
Fucking airhead,
Titanic. You like, which movie?
This nigga. Airhead, man. What the fuck,
yo? I've told this story before.
This nigga looked us dead in our fucking face, Amin. No,
I've told this story before when I was a scout. When I was a scout in the front office, we were watching tape of different players, and we started watching Wes Matthews Jr., right? And so he's doing shit, and we're like, I don't know. He kind of, can he shoot well enough? But we're talking. And somebody was like, oh, well, you know, I like him. He's tough. He defends. He's a leader, da-da-da. And plus, it doesn't hurt that his pops played in the league, too. And one of the dudes in the room said, who was his pops? Dog, when I tell you, everybody was like, nigga, are you serious? Who was Wes Matthews Jr.'s pop? I don't know. I'm going to take a wild guess and say not Clay Matthews, but Wes Matthews Sr. Jerv just gave us the movie equivalent of that. We talk about Titanic, nigga. Like, why would it be any other movie than Titanic?
Yeah, that shit didn't make no sense, bro.
He had an argument coming out the tie-road, too. Like, he was like, no, I ain't seen Avatar. Like,
He was going somewhere with it.
Right.
He was going somewhere with it.
But so you know what fucked up though? Look, this was fucked up about this shit. Netflix just announced yesterday that Titanic will be available to watch on Netflix that week. They crazy as hell.
They sick for that. Niggas was in the meeting like, yo, we need to get that revenue. Niggas is trying to click on this.
Niggas trying to make up for that pandemic, my nigga. Right.
Why make an announcement? Just make it available, bro.
No. Right. No, they put it on Front Street. Like, right. we back up. We want to let the streets know.
Hashtag submersible. Hashtag. James Cameron. Hashtag rest in peace.
Yeah. For real. But yeah, if I had $1 billion, nigga, the only person I'm calling to go to see Titanic is James Cameron. And I'm running that nigga whatever check he want. You feel me? I give you 10 mil off the top. Like, take me down there or point me into the direction of the nigga who got the ship. Like, man, I ain't fucking with nothing DiCaprio. Else.
Leonardo DiCaprio, punk ass. Somebody.
Right, exactly.
Kate Hudson or whatever was down there. Celine Dion. Come on, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I'm calling somebody.
Show me the way.
Like, no, whoever got the diamond, like, I need to talk to you. Like,
right, Trey said, what was the best meme we seen out of this shit? Bro, all the ones that was like, what would you do if you first came off the, got rescued? And they had niggas doing like the damn, famous. That shit was funny.
I didn't see that one. Hold on,
that was a great one. When, you know, the one where the nigga like walks in the Waffle House with the, with like the pimp walk with the,
yeah, like, with the coat.
Yeah, with the coat on.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't
see that one. Yeah, that was a good one.
I was kind of out on
the Sonic 2. The Sonic 2 for me, though. I don't know if niggas remember that shit when that nigga be dun 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 boca. The nigga run out of air and then the nigga
And rest in peace. You know what I mean? Rest in Power Kings.
Right.
SpongeBob Joan was dope. The one where they said the whole time we looking for him, but whole time they down here at whatever that little burger, the burger joint. That shit was pretty funny.
All the shit with the killer whales.
The killer whale shit was funny.
With the hotel hat on.
Yeah, that one was funny. Or where the nigga had the mic in front of him. The one where they was banging, the orcas was banging the drums? And that nigga was saying, what's the banging noise? And the nigga's like, it's safe down here. It's some more billionaire.
Oh my God. Yo, when that nigga said, when they heard the noise, the niggas did the grinding beat.
But that was funny as fuck. It had me for 2 seconds. I was like, what? That motherfucker said.
Y'all niggas is terrible.
The one I saw too much of, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just crotchety and old, but I'm just like, the one with like all the hoes and like, oh, that was my man, the submarine. And like, it's always.
I would find him.
That was corny, man. I was like, that was corny.
Aquaman. Nah, that's what I'm saying. He mad because they motherfucking say if Amin was down there, Aquaman. No. If they would have said that, you would have been all right with that motherfucker.
Moral of the story, stay out the fucking ocean, bro. We don't know what's down there. Motherfucking sharks doing fucking aerial attacks on boats. Motherfucking orcas flipping boats. It ain't a good time. If you black, stay your black ass up out the water.
I mean, it goes without saying, 5 people on that boat and nobody black though.
Right. That was a good one I was seeing was niggas was like, white people with money, black people with money. They was like showing niggas in the club.
Niggas in the club buying sections versus the motherfuckers spending $250,000 in the water.
In a little tin can.
Bro, I'm not even gonna go swim with the dolphins. I ain't doing none of that shit, my nigga. What are them dolphins fucking trip on me?
Dog, I saw a video of a nigga paddleboarding and the dolphins was jumping and this dolphin straight up was just like, nigga, fuck your paddleboard. Like it was clear. That dolphin made
That's
a blue line,
saying.
Man.
I know they down there talking about niggas. I know.
They like, yo, they trying to take us out. They like, yo, y'all fucking the planet up, dog.
Y'all see the whale, like the big whale fucking eat the motherfuckers in the paddle boat?
Yeah.
Like legit just come and scoop them up. Bro, they said
they like,
out.
It's up. Like, they like it's up.
They
and
got
it's
newspapers
up.
And everything down there. Like they know what's going on. They heard about the submersible nigga too. They like, yeah. Are you heard? They got them one over there though. A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
What I'm going paddle boating for? What I want to do that for?
Exactly.
Paddle boat. I'm supposed to be like in a little lake. Yeah, I'll do a jet ski, but my nigga, you put like this. Yeah, I'm not gonna go so far out. Y'all can't see me. Y'all can see me, nigga. Right. Like, see me. I'm not. Right. What's the borderline? Where do I need to be at? I'm right around there, player.
Yeah, I'm not going past the surfers, the big group of surfers. That's wherever.
I'm not. Them niggas is wild too, dog. I'm not surfing.
What's old girl with Trick Daddy? The fucking what over that ass too fat.
Trina.
Yo. Jerv in the Trina video on a fucking jet ski.
Oh my god.
You was in the Trina video, bro? Pull over video.
I wish that I nigga, was, bro.
Nigga chasing damn, that
that like, shit would have been lit, I'll tell you that much.
And now I got more booty in the butt. You feel me?
I wrote a book if I was in that bitch.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Yo, go ahead.
Nah, I'm coming out for left field with a whole new type of this. Ain't even, I'm let you go.
Oh, so I was saying, I think it was Jason or Jerv that mentioned the Louis Vuitton fashion show. We got a diss. A diss happened. Oh, I've never seen a nigga walk to a diss record that he, you know, created towards another rapper. I mean, that was probably a flex. It was a big flex. But the clothes, I weren't really, you know, a fan of the clothes, I will say. But to see cocaine rappers now as runway models, I mean, what did y'all think? I know we got we had some takes on there. Go ahead.
Trey, did we have a conversation about Pharrell, like, doing this shit? And because I think niggas was saying, like, oh, they believe in Pharrell, like, doing this thing or whatever. Wasn't you on that side of the argument?
Of what?
About Pharrell, like, being the lead creative director for Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
Right. And now you're saying the clothes, you don't fuck with the clothes.
I mean, it's not for me. It's not for me. Like, I'm not going
to. Because I'm on the other side.
I'm not going to be dressed like fucking Minecraft, bro. I'm fucking almost 40 years Jason, old.
This nigga Jason was like my man Bill Duke. Oh, you know you done fucked up, don't you? No.
You got him.
You were staying.
Here's the thing. I thought the curation of the entire runway shit was fire. I thought just the music kind of outshined the clothes to me, like the score of it.
He's
right?
A producer. The greatest.
Right. So, but at the end of the day, like, I looked at it like, when am I going to wear this Minecraft fucking jean suit that's heavy, first of all?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then all these other accessories that I'm just not going to be fucking wearing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm personally out on it. It's not some everyday shit. Like, I'm more of a Prada nigga than fucking Louis Vuitton.
I wish I had control of the cameras and shit so I could just zoom in on Jerv's face.
Because Jerv just, you know. He don't get it.
I actually fucked with it, though.
That nigga was glaring at you, man.
Jason, you fuck with the skirts and shit, my nigga?
I don't know about the skirts, but he has some cool shit, like the automatic. Like
them schoolgirl shoes, like how Juju got on my hat. If I see a nigga in them schoolgirl motherfucking Catholic ones, whatever the fuck we want to call them shit, I am flaming your ass, bro. Like, straight up, bro.
Oh, that's crazy.
The little UGG slipper, the little UGG bear slipper thing that they did, I thought that was pretty hard. Like, accessory wise, they had some pieces. Jay-Z's jacket was hard. The leather jacket Ho was wearing was hard.
I'm not a leather nigga unless it's motherfucking Pele Pele, bro.
But it was A-Rex. A nice little motorcycle jacket. But he has to
keep. Or Van Dome. And this nigga called himself the Pupil King, bro. That shit ain't tight.
I don't rock with those glasses, though. I will say that. Like, I love Pharrell, but he, every now and then, he takes, like, one thing and, like, he runs it into the ground. And sometimes that thing. Yeah, sometimes that thing is not it. Like, those glasses, I just take them off, bro, please. Like,
well, I don't dress good well enough to comment on anyone's fashion, so I'm out of this conversation. You're welcome, Trey Homegirl.
So what did niggas hear Jim Jones's reply? What is niggas thinking about the diss that's going on?
That shit was fucking not even mid, nigga.
Because here's the problem. The problem is Jim doesn't actually hate Pusha.
Yeah, right. He just was speaking a fact.
Yeah, like, he has nothing against him.
Yeah, he like, in his original shit, is like, this nigga's nice. He's nice. But if we're talking top 50, there's more to it than being nice. There has to be part of it has to be something like impact, where you're influencing other people to do what you do. And like,
y'all think Pusha T top 50?
I do.
I think so.
Hell yeah.
I think
that was a question posed to the podcast I'm a part of. Don't beat me up.
Yeah, but I don't think that this was whack, right? Jerv and Jason were like, you know, it's whack. Honestly, most niggas just bow out. I'm glad that the nigga just threw one good punch. You feel me? I ain't even tripping off of it.
Because punch.
He got him like Big Mike in the wood hitting Stacey.
I mean, like, shit. I mean, look, it wasn't something like impactful, but I mean, to talk about Malice being on crack and shit, I mean, he trying to scratch him a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people. I looked at it.
That's
like,
just stupid to say that, because now you're not open. Pause. You didn't open yourself
but no,
up.
But you're but you're talking about from a fan situation of a motherfucker. Like, remember where who was it, Fab, looking for a studio? During that moment where niggas just couldn't find, like, oh, I'm going to reply when I reply. I like the fucking speediness. I know Jimmy not about to win this shit, but if anything, all he had to do, I like the idea where he said, nigga, I, you know, pay the fee to pull up on y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I like that, Jim, because that's real, like, 2006 Smack DVD. I'm going to put my fucking hands on you. That's real New York shit right there. You know what I mean? I ain't looking for him to be. Go ahead.
Let me ask y'all, man. Like, I heard the Pusher fucking shit. I mean, is it about Jim?
Like, is I feel it really like, oh, yeah,
there's definitely some bars in there about Jim.
He was saying, he was talking about Jim's repossession of his house. He was talking about him doing reality TV, calling it mud wrestling. Like, I mean, he was getting pointy. And I think now he's going to bring Max B into this shit. He's going to talk about some other shit, and it's going to get real disrespectful. Because
he touched it in Miami.
You know, like, some niggas said.
I don't know if y'all Max B fans, but. Shout out.
I just ain't really trying to touch that way because I still got to go to Harlem and I don't really need to be bringing up my blade.
But he also, Pusha also said that nigga was chasing the feature. And I felt like that was the most damning thing because it's like, you dick eating. Like, you dick eating Hove. You know what I'm saying? You dick eating Drake. Like, nigga. Stop dick riding these niggas.
He's definitely just trying to impress. He's trying to show the homie that, yo, look, I'm on your side. I'm on your side.
And that's the thing. He's not going to beat the dick riding allegations. That's the only reason that Jim Jones is not winning this battle, because he can't beat
that. That's not the only reason, bro. Jim's just not like.
Yeah, he's not.
He's
like
just
that.
Not it. Trey, I agree with you. I respect the fact that Jim said, oh, word. It's about me. Cool. 24 hours, I'm right back at you. That's dope.
We don't get that no more. So you gotta like acknowledge that part. I ain't say, yo, it's hard.
Yeah. I know. I feel you, bro. But like, I'll wait 48, 72 hours, bro, if it's going to improve your bars. You know what I mean? Like I just don't know. Like,
but
he didn't say anything.
But when are we looking for Jim Jones to do that?
I mean, if you're going to respond, I want you to say something. I don't want you just to make a, like, I don't want a Drake beef where, like you just make a song and it's like, everyone says, oh, this is about such and such. Like, not, like, no. Like, he's from the era where if someone says something to Jerv. You clap back and you clap back Jerv. With something that's nice, not this.
Jerv, let me ask you a question. If we suspended the rules of time, for a second, and I gave Jim Jones a year.
No, he can't.
I don't like this.
Right? Like,
I got the bars right here, by the way.
I don't like this.
All right, here we go.
But real quick before you go, Trey, I think Jim Jones has actually given smoke to both Nas and Hov, like, at different times with the Koofy Smacker and then calling Jay-Z 38.
I mean, he's funny. Harlem niggas are funny. They give you a line, which is why I don't like this one, because he didn't give me the line. Like, it wasn't funny. I expect funny from a Harlem nigga.
All right, hear it out. Exactly. Hear it out. These two roach niggas don't know what to do with no Ray. Kanye gave you whips, but that's why they do the slaves. And my name is my name, but they ain't screaming it yet. They talking about the rapper Kane, but we ain't seen him yet. The only beef you know, nigga, is Arby's on the Big Mac. We don't drive through. We drive in by the car with the Big Mac. That last shit you dropped, that shit was garbage. Take that shit back. Plus, you got your brother rapping. What? You trying to bring clips back? Talking about your brother, what happened to that boy? Looking like if they were selling crack to that boy. I mean, just in general.
If Kendrick said that shit, everybody would be like, oh, my God, bars.
Think piece.
Well, I think niggas would be happy that Kendrick actually just rap for a quick second.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
that shit would be.
But I'm saying, like, he jabbing at niggas. He really ain't trying to do nothing. He mentioned more so, like, I acknowledge this nigga's dope. He not top 50. I gave him my opinion. So niggas talking about, oh, he shouldn't be barking up that tree. I'm just glad the nigga responded, because if Push said it about niggas' favorite rapper, that nigga ain't gonna say shit. You know what I'm saying? So at least he got niggas rapping, bro. I'm with all that.
I'm glad Jim is
happy. I'm happy with rapper too.
Like, if he really run up, it's gonna even be better if he run up on that nigga.
In my opinion, I feel like more people should come after Pusha T. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of these people who have the reputations of being killers and on the microphone, their resume of being a killer isn't what it used to mean. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that used to mean,
agree.
Right.
Agree.
So it's like,
it's no, it's okay, no hit 'em ups in the streets anymore. Like,
right, niggas, right.
Niggas is being very light. And that's the only thing I would say about Pusha T side and why it's even like a battle is that, I mean, and shout out to Drake for Back to Back because he really went in on that one. But right, other than that, like, a lot of niggas should be really super subliminal. You got to right, dig and hunt and peck to find out what a nigga's well, talking about. Like, I don't love that. Like, right, get at the nigga so the layman's terms niggas can hear what you saying, right, bro. Like,
on now that I started note, eat off with fuck Jay-Z.
Yeah. Like, let's get back to that. Like, let niggas know. Did, who you talking it, about?
Anyone listen to Thugger's thing yeah, that he dropped?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I listened to mm-hmm, it.
Mm-hmm. I listened to it.
I didn't listen to it. All I want to say is the fucking cover. That's the hardest cover I've ever seen in rap. That's a real ass shit, yeah, man.
That's a hard cover.
But mixed reviews. What I'm seeing, I listened to a single yeah, song, but the internet seemed to be wishy washy on it.
I'm gonna say this from like a self professed Young Thug super fan. I love Thug. He's been my favorite rapper for probably the better part of the last decade. Him and Kendrick. Most of his albums are not great. Thug releases a lot of great songs just at whatever clip he feels like it. Some mm-hmm, his albums usually have about 3 or 4 really good songs on it. I mean, So Much Fun is his classic. Like, that album is great, like from top to bottom. But most of his albums is like, you know, he gets in his bag, he does his vibe, but Thug is not like some great album making artist. That's not his thing. And then also, like, I mean, elephant in the room, nigga, Gunna is not on the album, and them niggas were a duo. Like, that's the other thing people kind of ignoring through the whole thing. I mean, they appeared on multiple songs together. Songs that was Drake songs that was Future songs, like they own songs. Like, them niggas always made songs together. There's no songs with either one of them on either one of them niggas' albums. And I think both their albums suffered for it. That's my opinion.
Did he get at Gunna at all?
Okay. More of the subliminal stuff again that he was mentioning.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah, he got a court case though, man.
All of this is
can't really knock what I'm him saying, in,
bro. That's what I'm saying. All of this is unjudgeable to, in my opinion, because Metro Boomin done put this out. Salute to Metro. Like, this is some real nigga shit that occurred. Like, I feel like just the fact that album came out, salute to everybody involved, man. Get your money, hey, free slime. But as far as the art, I'm not sure that there were enough executive producers who gave a fuck in about being better than this or that. I think they were trying to get some music out. You feel me? In my opinion, after listening to both of them.
Agree. Both of them, right. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like they got more shit in the tuck right now that's so hard. You feel me? That
niggas listen to Gunna's album? Y'all listen to that, John?
I ain't gonna lie. I listened to it.
Yeah, I did not subscribe to Gunna or Killer Mike, but shout-outs to Georgia.
I call myself WNBA purist. I'm a music purist. I got to listen to everything, even the snitches, alleged snitches, or whatever. Killer Mike shit hard.
Is Killer Mike name bad out here in the streets?
No, I just don't.
No, we're talking about Gunna.
I don't listen to him. Ooh. I don't listen to Crit. Okay. I don't listen.
No, that's not. No, that's fair. I just
niggas. I don't listen to. Just the same for me. But go stream they shit. I'm sure it's amazing. I've heard on Twitter that Mike has one of the best projects of the year. Shout outs to that. I just personally can't get into that.
Killer Mike dropping music at all. No. That shit is phenomenal. That's the part that get lost on folks. Bro, Killer Mike been in the game so damn long, and for him to still be performing at this high clip, bro, that shit is excellent.
It's not even that, Judy. That is that he's a bigger deal now than he was. Like, to me, that's weird, you know, but it's, I guess
he's an example. Like, him doing shit like that inspired me to say, you know what, bro? You're not too old. You're not too this. You're not too insecure. You can goddamn try, bro. So niggas like him doing it, bro, that's inspiration around the world. And the fact that it's good is a caveat. You feel me? I'm talking about every nigga. I got niggas that's 43 rapping right now that sometimes be like, I don't want to get on this song because I don't want to be viewed this way. But at the same time, bro, that shit go, bro. Like, Mike got so many different styles of music that he inspired generations to keep it going. But ain't no expression.
I'm a Killer Mike fan.
He got so many different styles, and Trey ain't here for any of them.
Not one. Roll them back.
On that note.
Look. We can end the show on that one.
I love this shit. Oh, shit, man. All right, man. That's going to do it for us. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Go ahead, sign up. Get your extra content. Get your ad-free content. Get your rewatching to get your Discord access. Get so much more. patreon.com/countthedings. For Juju, for Trey, for Jason and Jerv, I'm Amino Hazard, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.